أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله وعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا
زور شیر دیز ڈیز ان ڈینمارک اینڈ سم ادر ویسٹرن کنٹریز ویئر اے ویری پروفین cartoon which have been published in the newspapers which have injured the feeling of the Muslims throughout the Islamic world they are showing there is a wave of anger and there is a reaction from every Muslim Of course, naturally, there should have been a reaction of this dreadful action. And Ahmadi, who also, and Ahmadis who are much advanced in love of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Islam, and because of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam, the Ahmadis understand the station of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and understand is much better than others. Many Ahmadis write to me and they show their anger and they give suggestions that there should be an ongoing effort and we should tell the world what is the station of this great prophet. In this connection, wherever jamaats are active, are doing their work, but as we all know, that our reaction is not by stopping work, neither the stopping work or to be destructive or to hoist flags is its remedy. Other religions and the Western world are attacking the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and are doing it. The West has no interest in religion, and the majority of the people in the world have become prey to comfort and enjoyment, and have become so involved that whether it is Islamic religion or Christian religion, which is their own religion, they have no care for it. They have totally disconnected themselves. The honor and respect of the religion has ended in the majority of the people. There was a news, perhaps in France, that we have the right, and we have the right even to make profane cartoons about God. This is their state of affairs. Therefore, you can see that those who had made these cartoons and have made this profane action, taken this profane action, and have such thinking, the reaction which has been shown by the Islamic world, many of their writers have said that this reaction is a clash between the Islamic society and the Western society, whereas this has no connection with the social living. Large majority of majority of you have stopped being moral, and they have ended any feeling of shame, and there are many good people among them, and those who are just, they have declared this concept totally wrong, that this reaction and this action should be given a name of a clash between Islamic society and the Western secularism. Robert Fisk, who has written in his column, by following the justice, and the man in Denmark who has written that this is a clash between the secular democracy of the West and the Islamic society, about this, this particular writer said this is totally wrong, this is not a clash between secularism and Islamic society. He says, this is not a question of freedom of expression. According to the faith of the Muslim, Allah revealed his teaching to the messenger, and he is the interpreter on this this earth. And because of not being in harmony with the morality, they have become alienated, and their thinking continues, whereas we have separated the religion from the society. So this is not a clash of Christianity between Islam, but Islam and Western secularism. And because we can make fun and joke of our own religion, we can do the Islamic religion as well. So he says, is this what is the fact? He says, 10 or 12 years ago, there was a film released, Last Temptation of Christ, in which there was a great uproar in showing Jesus in compromise with a lady. And there was a great reaction. So what is the meaning of this? So on which we cannot tolerate the profanity of our religion, but we expect that the Muslim should tolerate these profane cartoons. Is this justice? Whereas the Western leaders say that they cannot express themselves. If according to, in this questionable cartoon of the profane cartoon, should they, if they have shown a Jewish person to have a bomb in his hat, would that not be an uproar? So if it is a question of the freedom of speech, then why is it a crime to challenge that in Second World War the Jews have not been annihilated? So those who think that there should be freedom of speech, then only few people object. But what message they are giving from these cartoons, that the Islamic religion is a terrorist religion, apart from creating this disturbance, what achievement have such cartoons made? In any case, some reaction of the Muslim, they had the chance of this complaint. But there are some decent people among them who know what stand they should take. The various reactions which were shown among the Muslim countries, and also Muslim countries, and also from the view which has been expressed by the government and their newspapers, I have collected their reports. A large number among them is who have not liked this action of the newspaper. But as I said, that they do leave such a point of expression which shows the filth of this their thinking and their distancing from God. The hatred against Islam is shown and by them. But what I will say, that unfortunately some leaders among the Muslims, their wrong and unjust reaction, they have a chance of giving bad name to Islam. These are the matters with which these people also take some political advantages. Also, in the day-to-day life, the reaction of the Muslims, the so-called Muslims, are such where these governments take a stand against them. For example, they do not work and they sit at home and live on social security, or they do such work which is illegal, or they are stealing the tax. So there are many other wrong work, and so Muslims provide such opportunity themselves, and these clever nations take advantage of it. Sometimes they are being unjust, but because of the wrongful reaction of the Muslims, they also think they are suffering, and the Muslims are the oppressors. But the large majority of the Muslims do not think it right. But the leadership or the few people who give bad name to Islam. For example, there is a report from Denmark that what happened later on. The reaction of the Danish common people is that the Muslims should accept this and they should end it so that the right teaching of the Islam is reached to them and they can stop from violence. They can save, be protected from violence. Then the children, when they see such reactions that their flag has been burnt or the embassy has been set fire, they think that there is a fear of war and they are being threatened to be killed. Now, among the general public and among the politicians, that they have seen this and they have disliked it, and they say as a result of this suffering, the feelings of the Muslims, they should build a mosque for them. And the Supreme Mayor of Copenhagen has liked this suggestion. Then, as I said, that large majority of the Muslim, that we should accept their apology, but there is a representative of the Muslims who says that although the newspaper have apologized, but they should come before us and apologize. Then we will go to the Muslim countries and tell them to stop this reaction. They try to paint a dreadful picture of Islam, and rather than making conciliation, they try to show reaction against them. But Jamaat Ahmadiyya has no link with such reactions. But some opponents among the Muslims threatened us that they will take action against us. So wherever there are mosques of the Jamaat and missions, may Allah protect them and save them from their reaction. So if there will be wrongful reaction, there will be similar reaction shown by others. As I said, that once they have apologized and the reaction of the Muslims, when that is shown, then, of course, despite being oppressors, they've taken an unjust action, they are regarded as the oppressed. So they are apologizing, and yet the Muslim leaders are stubborn. So the Muslims should also think and reflect, and they should change the method of their reaction. As I said, in our heart, certainly there is more suffering at this action, but the method of our reaction is entirely different. Let me tell you here that it is not unlikely that, as always, from time to time, they may continue to take such action, which should hurt the hearts of the Muslims, and they can also be done with a purpose. That especially the Muslims who are coming from the East, especially from Indo-Pakistan, they may try to put restrictions on them with this very their excuse of their reaction. Ignoring that, whether they put restrictions or not, we will have to show reaction according to the teachings of Islam and the values of Islam. As I said, that the example of that right from the beginning such conspiracies are against Islam and against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but because Allah has to protect it and he Allah continues to protect Islam and the Holy Prophet, and all their effort is frustrated. And in this time he has raised promised Messiah for this very defense of Islam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And therefore the attacks which have been made on the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the way promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam and his successors following his reaction led the Jamaat and shown a reaction and the results that was shown. Let me put few examples of that, so that those people who allege against the Ahmadis that by not stopping work and are proving that we have no pain against the action taken against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this should be made clear to them. Our reaction is always this way and should be like that, as a which should show clearly the teachings and the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the teachings of the Holy Quran is made very clear to them. Then to see the profane attacks on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rather than taking destructive actions and by submitting to God and prostrating before him, we should seek his help. Now I will tell you the in-depth lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. I'll show you his sense of honor for the his love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First example is of Abdullah Atham, who was a Christian. In his book, he had profaned and has used the word Antichrist about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At that, there was also a debate between promised Messiah and Atham about this debate, and promised Messiah says that I was engaged 15 days in this, and I was praying against Abdullah Atham's action, and I said to him, one debate has ended, but a kind of debate still remains, which is from God. That in your book, Andaruna Bible, whatever you have said, like words, you use the words Antichrist about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I regard him true. And I also believe that the Islamic faith is from God and it is true. So the heavenly decision will decide that whosoever is false in his statement and call the leader a Antichrist, that within 15 months he will fall in hell unless he apologizes and stop calling the true person an Antichrist and stop profaning him. And just to deny a prophet does not deserve punishment, but it is the profanity and use of bad language that makes him. Promised Messiah says, when I told him that, his color changed and his hands were shaking, and suddenly he brought his tongue out and put his hands on his ears and started moving his head as a criminal repents and denies and retracts from what he has said. He said, I repent, I have not profaned him. and then he never said a word against Islam. So this was the action of the lion who had the sense of honor of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and how he had challenged those who were profaning the Holy Prophet ﷺ. The second example is of Lake Ram, who used to abuse the Holy Prophet ﷺ. At his profaning, the promised Messiah tried to stop him, and when he did not stop, the promised Messiah prayed, and Allah gave him news of his despicable death. Promised Messiah says that an enemy of Islam who abuses the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and uses profane words, whose name is Lake Ram. Allah promised me after accepting my prayers, and Allah gave me glad tidings that he will die within 6 years. And this is a sign of those who are seeking the true religion. And this is exactly what happened, and he suffered a dreadful death. And this is the principle that the promised Messiah had shown us, that this is how you explain to them, show the qualities and beauties of character of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and inform the world of that luminous character, which are hidden from the world, and pray to God that Allah should stop them from such evil actions, or should punish them himself. Allah has his own methods of punishment. He knows better how he will punish the criminal. Then in the second caliphate, a very profane book was published, and they had also published by a newspaper a very profane article, and the Muslims were extremely excited. There was great reaction by the Muslim at this. Hazrat Muslim Aoud, may Allah be pleased with him, the second caliph, addressed the Muslim and said, "Oh my brothers, I tell you again with painful feeling that the brave is not the one who fights, because he's coward, because he has been overcome by his emotion. The one who suppresses his anger is the brave man, the one who makes a resolve, and as long as he does not fulfill it, he does not step back. For progress of Islam, you should resolve three things. Firstly, that you should fear Allah and would not discard religion. So firstly, you should correct your own behavior and character. Secondly, you do not take interest in preachings of Islam. Every person in the world should know the teachings of Islam, and they should come to know of the brilliant example of the life of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. And thirdly, you should try to do your utmost to save the Muslims from the economic slavery. This is the duty of every man and every Muslim. Now you see that despite gaining freedom, the Muslim countries now, who are called free country, despite being free, so far they are slave, economic and social slaves of these Western countries, and they are trying to copy their character. They do not work themselves, and they depend on them. And that is why from time to time they also play with the feelings of the Muslims. Then Khalifatul Masih II started the Siratul Nabi gatherings. These are the methods, rather than create disorder and disruption. And the greatest thing when he addressed the Muslims was an address to the Ahmadis. Some wrong traditions of these Western countries are finding its way in our families. And so I say to the Ahmadis that you are addressed in this, you should follow their good qualities, but do not copy their bad habits and bad customs. We should protect ourselves from them. So this should be our reaction, that rather than creating disorder and disruption, we should and examine ourselves. What is our behavior? How far we fear Allah? How far we pay attention to worship? And how far to do our duty? What attention do we give to convey the message of God? Then in the fourth caliphate, the Rushdi had written a book which was profane book, and Khalifatul Masih the Fourth had given many sermons, and I also dictated a book. Then last year, as I said, these actions are continuously being taken. In the beginning of last year, such an article was published about the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, attacking the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even then I had told the Jamaat and had reminded them they should write articles, they should write letters and widen their contacts, and should convey the beauties and the good examples of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life. This is a question of showing the world the good aspect of the character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You cannot attain that through disruption and disturbance of peace. If all level of Ahmadi in every country were to include the other well-educated Muslims, and that you should also join us and show reaction this way, that you should develop your contacts and write articles. Then in every country, every the level of society will be informed, and if somebody will then, even then take an action, Allah will deal with him. Now, Allah had raised the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the mercy for all the world, as Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have raised you only as a mercy for all the worlds. And there was no a higher person who could give mercy was raised, was born before, or nor can ever be born again. And it is his good example, and every Muslim should do his utmost to follow it. And in this connection also, the greatest responsibility lies on us Ahmadis. So in any case, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was rahmatul lil alameen. And these people show this picture which it looks so dreadful. Therefore, we should tell the world about the good example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of love, affection and mercy, and to tell that the Muslims will also have to change their reaction and their action. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had tried even to save people and protect from war, let alone from being terrorist or having terrorist actions or something. And he did not fight till he had to fight in defense from God. And even there, the principle mentioned in the Holy Quran is that you should only fight in defense and do not exceed limits. The old Muslim fight in the way of Allah only those who fight you, but do not exceed the limits, because Allah does not like those who exceed limits. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ followed the Sharia law that was revealed to him more than all else. To express such extreme views about him is greatest atrocity. As they say that they have now apologized, and this is the report of our missionary that he had expressed apology. But the other Muslims are excited that they are striking and are creating disturbance. But after this incident, Jamaat Ahmadiyya, which they should show immediate reaction, they did show it. But the other Muslims' reaction is only to strike and create disturbance and destruction. But the Ahmadi's reaction was that they immediately contacted the newspapers. This happened last year in September, but now they are striking. What did we do then? As I said, this happened in September or beginning of October. At that time, our missionary immediately wrote a detailed article and the newspaper, and sent it to the newspaper where the cartoon was published, and protested against those cartoons, and said that the teaching of Promised Messiah is that this is our reaction. We will not take professions. Processions in the streets, but we will do a jihad through pen. And we are upset about this publication, and told him that there will be a freedom of expression, but it does not mean that you should hurt others' feelings. In any case, there was a positive reaction to that, to the article. The newspaper did publish it, and there was a good reaction shown by the public. They liked our article, and we received many letters and messages through telephone. In a meeting, the president of the Journalist Association invited us, and we attended the meeting and told them in detail that your law allows you the freedom of expression, but it does not mean that the honored people of other people, you should denigrate them. And a society where the Muslims and Christians are living together, you must take account of their feelings. Without it, the peace cannot be established. Then they told them that how beautiful teaching is of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and how a great an example he had set, and how great a character he possessed, and how was welfare, seeking welfare of the creation of God. And when we mention few examples, and tell them that a man who gave such teaching, is it permitted to show such a profane cartoon about him? When we explained, when our missionary explained to them, they welcomed it. and praised it and said if this meeting was held earlier, they would not have published such a cartoon. Now they have realized what is the teachings of Islam. And all of them said that we should continue our dialogue. Then a press release was published by the president of the journalists, which was read out to all the people in the present, and later on they gave a good interview about it. They also held a meeting with the minister. So Jamaat does make effort. So Jamaat had done much work in such circumstances. But the basis of this cartoon is a book which has been published by a Danish writer. The Holy Quran and the Life of the Holy Prophet. This is the translation of it. The book has been published, and he had said that some people have made such cartoons, and he said he did not show his name, but he said there will be a reaction of the Muslims. This is the book which is the basis of that newspaper. About this, they should continue to make an ongoing effort, and everywhere in the world, they should explain what are unlawful a part of that book. The people in Denmark also have the concept that the Muslims are showing those cartoons to the world to excite them, and we haven't published them. But they have developed a feeling by us giving immediate attention, which had started only then, and these people are now coming to know now. As I had said, in every country, we should explain and show the beautiful aspect of the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these people, whatever view they have of the Islamic wars, we will have to reject it with proofs. As I said, you should write to the newspapers greatly, and you can send the newspapers books on the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Jamaat should plan for future that the young men should try to go in the field of journalism and take more interest in this field, so that in newspapers and with these other people we should have a contact, because such actions which are being done here and there, and if we'll have a greater contact and link with media, we can stop such actions. If someone still insists and is stubborn, such are the people who have been cursed in this world by God and in the hereafter, as Allah says, إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا عظيما. That those who hurt the feeling of Allah, hurt Allah and His Messenger, Allah has cursed them in this world and in the hereafter, and has prepared a dreadful punishment for them. So this has not ended. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a living prophet. His teaching is a life-giving teaching forever. His Sharia law is a law which can resolve all problems of every time. By following him, one gains nearness to God. Therefore, this suffering, the the feelings which have been hurt of those who believe in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah is living and He sees what evil action they are taking. Therefore, it is our duty to convey the message to the world. We will have to tell the world that the feelings you are hurting, Allah has the power to punish you for it. Therefore, you should stop hurting the Allah, harming Allah and His Messenger. But whereas we have to tell the world about the teachings of Islam and the character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will have to reform our own character as well. Because it is our own actions and our own character which will influence the world. And it is the character of man which does the greatest reform in the world. As I have said from the reports, this is what is being alleged against a so-called Muslim scholar, that they tell us one thing and they do something different when he goes away. But we will have to make our inner self and our outer self and be not two-faced. We will have to show the same example. I tell the Muslims that ignoring the fact whether they are Ahmadis or not Ahmadis, whether they are Shia or Sunnis or belong to any other sect of Islam, when there is an attack on the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rather than showing immediate great reaction and hoisting the flags, and rather than being destructive and attacking the embassies, they should reform themselves and correct their actions so that the other people must never point out against you. By setting embassies on fire, do they think that this is all they have the honor about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sense of honor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they have taken revenge by doing this? Not at all. We believe in a prophet who had come to extinguish the fire. He had come the ambassador of peace. He was the prince of peace. So you should tell the world and explain to the world and tell them about the beautiful teaching of Islam. May Allah give intelligence to the Muslim. But I tell the Ahmadis also that they do not know whether the others understand or do not, but each one of you, each child, each old, each young man, every woman, as a reaction to this profane cartoon, you should include yourself of those who raise a fire which can never be extinguished. It is not a fire that should burn somebody's flag or others which is extinguished and put off after a few hours. And there was a picture from Pakistan, photograph from Pakistan, that they were setting fire. Our fire should be such, which should be ongoing and which live forever. And this fire is the fire of love and affection with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. which is a fire to follow each of his example and show that character to the world, which should be raised within your hearts and should continue to be lit up. And this should mold into prayers, and its flame should reach all the time to heaven. So such is the fire which every Ahmadi must raise in his heart and have to change his mold his pain into supplications to God. And it is the example has to be the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for your prayers and to attract the love of God by saving yourself from the fire of the world. When such a disturbance rise, you have to protect yourself from it. And for that, you will have to continue to have the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to sort your this life and the life in the hereafter. You should send untold blessings on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and send much durood prayers to him. In this time of loss of peace, by continue to immerse yourself in the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by keeping your children follow the example of the Islam and teachings of Islam, every Ahmadi must adhere strictly to this command of Allah. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabiyya ya ayyuhallazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. That those who believe, you should send durood prayers on that prophet, because Allah and his messenger also send salam and peace on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are many references to it, that that it is enough for me that Allah and his angels are sending their durood to me. The command to you is to protect you. Therefore, for acceptance of our prayers, we need sending durood on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the first part of this also shows that the Holy Prophet, that to know the station of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and no matter how much they denigrate him and mock at him, Allah and his angels who are sending their durood and salam to him, because of their prayers of peace, the opponents can never succeed. By attacking the blessed personage of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will attain nothing and achieve nothing, and inshallah Islam will progress and will prevail over the world, and the standard of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will hoist throughout the world. And as I said, in this time his true lover, promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah had destined this. There is a reference to Maulvi Abdul Karim Sialkoti. He says that once I heard Promised Messiah say that through Durood Sharif and by reciting it frequently, Allah has given me these great stations. And I see that these prayers go to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and are absorbed in the heart of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then there are great channels that come out and reach to the one who says these prayers. No blessing can reach anyone without through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is this durood prayer? It is to shake the throne of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from which these channels of light come. Those who wants to have the blessings of Allah, it is necessary that he should recite Durood Sharif greatly so that he can receive these lights. May Allah so destine, by saving ourselves from the disturbance in the world and the conspiracy of the world, and by spreading the teachings of the Holy Prophet ﷺ by sending durood on him and prostrating to God and supplicating to him continue to be beneficiary of his
Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله